From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the results of talks in Beijing about North Korea's nuclear program. But our lead story today comes from Iraq, where a car bomb exploded today at the Imam Ali Mosque in Najaf. An Iraqi hospital spokesman says scores of people were killed and injured. The blast occurred during the crowded Friday prayers. NPR's Ivan Watson was at the scene and reported earlier on NPR's Morning Edition.
I saw a pillar of flame shoot up higher than the actual walls of the mosque itself, which is a good 30 feet high, and then a deafening explosion. From my vantage point, there were at least six cars that were reduced to twisted metal, and several two-story buildings near that southeast corner of the outer wall of the mosque that have been demolished, brought down to ground level.
NPR's Ivan Watson reporting from the scene of the explosion in Najaf. A leading member of the Iraqi National Council, Ahmad Chalabi, spoke earlier about the death of a prominent Shiite cleric in the blast. Ayatollah Mohammad Bakir al-Hakim was the spiritual leader of the Supreme Council for the Islamic Revolution in Iraq. Al Jazeera Television reported that Mr. Chalabi blamed the U.S. for not keeping the region secure. He has now denied that report. Joining us to talk more about the situation in Iraq and later North Korea is Senator John McCain of Arizona. Senator McCain, thank you for being with us.
Oh, thank you, Alex.
Today's explosion and the news that another American soldier has been killed, this is an ugly situation in Iraq. Is there a danger that the U.S. has readily gotten into a situation there from which there is no clear getting out?
I think there's a danger that unless we do what's necessary quickly, that we could find ourselves in an extremely, and I emphasize extremely, difficult situation. But we have to understand that the restoration of infrastructure is a key item, and also we need more troops. And I want to emphasize, when I say more troops, we need a lot more of certain skills, such as civil affairs capability, military police. We need more linguists. We need a lot more civilian personnel, State Department, et cetera, that are good at restoring democracy to Iraq as quickly as possible.
Senator, you're just back from a trip to Iraq, and when you concluded that journey, you said then we need more troops. The administration this last week is saying, no, we don't. Today, the U.S. commander in the region says, I don't need any more troops.
Well, I appreciate their leadership. I appreciate the work that they're doing, particularly the outstanding young men and women. But the people I talked to made it very clear that we need certain troops of certain types. Let me just give you an example. Najaf, the terrible bombing that took place today, that area is being taken over by a Polish division, unquote. That's people from 15 or more different countries. They don't have the unit cohesion, nor do they have the orders to engage that the Marine division that they are replacing has. And I think it's important that we pay attention to Ambassador Bremer, who said it's going to require tens of billions of dollars to restore the infrastructure. People are not going to accept democracy in 125-degree heat with no electricity and no water.
There's been talk this week about trying to get the UN to take a greater role in Iraq. Do you think that that's the way to go?
I think we need participation from every country. And by the way, if we could get, and I think we can, Turkish and Pakistani participation, the Turks particularly in the south, not in the north, but we could get their military participation, that would be a huge benefit. And
it comes with a cost, Senator. That is, the UN wants actual authoritative control if they go in.
Yeah, that's the hard part right here, and I think we all realize it, that the UN wants to have significant authority and responsibility, and the United States wants them just to participate with a contribution of troops. I think something can be worked out. I think we could work out some kind of a situation where they do have part of the decision-making process, but maybe not necessarily some authority. Feelings are raw still at the UN. We all know that, and so that's going to have to be resolved. I think it can be, but look, time is not on our side. We can't wait. We can't wait. The people here are going to need very badly some kind of relief quickly, and if it doesn't happen, then we're going to face a significant problem.
Senator, if you can hold on just a moment, we're going to go check in on another one of the world's trouble spots. We'd like to talk to you after that. Hold on, please.
Okay.